Radio Gdańsk, English News.
It's Wednesday, 30th of November 2022, and I'm Andrew Carter. The Polish government has announced plans to begin charging Ukrainian war refugees for the cost of state-provided housing. Draft legislation announced yesterday by the Prime Minister, Mateusz Morawiecki, proposes that refugees who remain more than 4 months in public housing will contribute 50% of the cost, up to 40 zlotys per person per day. After 6 months, the contribution will rise to 75% and a maximum of 60 zlotys per day. Exemptions will include disabled people, children, pregnant women, senior citizens, families with babies under 1 year old, and those caring for 3 or more children. The Prime Minister said that the government has been preparing for a new possible wave of refugees and wants the system to be properly prepared so that the Polish taxpayer pays as little as possible. He added that talks with partners from Canada, the US and Western Europe are underway with a view to providing funding to Poland as soon as possible in order to offer assistance to refugees. The draft bill will go to Parliament and is expected to come into force from the 1st of March next year. A Białystok-based Lego enthusiast has been wowing the modelling world with his version of a rustic Podlasia cabin made from 3,000 of the plastic building bricks. Builder Łukasz Więcek entered the model, named the House of Open Shutters, into the Lego Ideas category on the company's website in mid-November and has earned more than 10,000 votes in 10 days. The miniature cottage captures the charms of rural life by including a log fire, candles, a bookshelf and a box of chocolate sitting next to a pot of tea. Outside there are blue and white shutters at the windows, flower pots, a well and a picket fence. Więcek put the model together in 6 weeks after being approached by the Podlasia Tourism Office. He was previously a runner-up in the first season of the TV show Lego Masters. Now his cottage creation will undergo detailed assessment by experts at the Lego company before they decide whether to include it in their official collection. Poland's football coach Czesław Michniewicz says that tonight's World Cup match between Poland and Argentina will be a duel of two teams, not just a clash between star strikers Robert Lewandowski and Lionel Messi. A draw will be enough for Poland to advance beyond the group stage for the first time since 1986. Argentina needs a win to go forward after their surprise loss to Saudi Arabia in their opening match. The game in Stadium 974 in Qatar begins at 8 p.m. Polish time.
The weather.
Temperatures in Gdansk will lift to just above freezing today, peaking at 2 degrees Celsius, 35 Fahrenheit this afternoon, with the sky clouding over later on and winds staying light and southeasterly. Overnight, the mercury will settle around freezing point, with the outlook for tomorrow very similar to today. You've been listening to the Radio Gdansk English Service News and Weather.